It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrich. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we look back at a group of Wisconsin women who pushed for the right to vote. First, milk on the school lunch tray is in the news again. A pair of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin's Ron Johnson, proposed new legislation last week that would allow schools to serve whole milk and 2% milk, including flavored versions of both of those. This comes after Obama-era regulations pulled milk with higher fat content out of schools. Senator Johnson cites a big downturn in milk consumption, including among students nationwide, as a result. He says kids should be able to make the choice of milk that makes the most sense for them. We're going to get a couple perspectives on this proposed legislation, and then we want to hear your thoughts on school lunches and the role of different kinds of milk in them. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Shelley Meyer joins us now. She's executive director with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Shelley, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what are your thoughts on this proposed legislation from Senator Johnson?
I think it's great. I think it's logical, and I think it'll be good for our kids.
It may be difficult to predict at this point, but do you see this having an effect on how much milk kids drink in schools?
Well, I think that whenever milk is served and it's got, you know, the option of being either whole milk, which is 3.25% butterfat, it's got a good taste to it. And if they can get some flavored milk into schools, the big thing is that milk is handled properly at the, all the way through transportation and to the time that it's delivered to the kids and it's ice cold. Absolutely, because good milk tastes good.
And what kind of impact could this have on dairy producers here in Wisconsin?
It's a little hard to say, but any time that our products are being shared and consumed, I mean, that it certainly isn't going to hurt our milk price at all. But the biggest thing is, as a dairy farmer right now, especially in Wisconsin, for people to understand, 90% of our milk in Wisconsin goes into cheese. But really, our market is a global market. But the biggest thing for me as a dairy farmer is knowing that the product that I am producing in dairy is being appreciated and consumed. And there's a real benefit to our children of our all over our country that they're getting enough calcium and good protein and nutrition, and I feel good about that. So getting it back into the schools is not only the right thing to do, but it just makes common sense, and it should happen.
Can you explain a little more of how we end up with these four kinds of milk, the whole, the 2%, the 1%, and the skim?
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the most misunderstood things about milk is what it really is when they talk about whole milk. Whole milk is standardized. It always has the same amount of butterfat in it when it comes to you as a consumer, and that is it's standardized, so there's 3.25% butterfat in it. The rest of it is protein and the nine essential nutrients that are in it, and the rest of it is the water that makes up the milk. And so whole milk is 3.25. 2% milk has been standardized, so some of the butterfat has been skimmed off. It's 2%, which the whole milk is 96.75% fat-free. 2% is 98% fat-free. 1% is 99% fat-free, and skim milk has no butterfat in it at all. If you're a dairy snob like I am, who has grown up on the freshest and the best whole milk, we can usually kind of taste the difference. Whole milk has a little bit more, I would say, body to it, a little more of a full feel and flavor to it. The biggest thing to know about butterfat is it has some of those essential nutrients that we need, and it helps you absorb your vitamins and your minerals. There's benefits to it also.
And Shelley, before we let you go, you mentioned that most of our milk here, produced here in Wisconsin, goes into cheese. Do you have thoughts on school lunch programs for non-liquid dairy when it comes to cheese, yogurt, and other products?
Oh, you know, yes, yogurt and cheese is loaded with good things that kids need, protein, those fats, those nutrients. So if regardless of how they're getting dairy, they need to get dairy so that they have these things that they need to grow. A growing body needs protein and calcium. You have one chance to build your skeletal structure. And our kids, a lot of our kids, unfortunately, are not getting the nutrition that they need at home, like a good breakfast or a stable family life. So that school lunch program is the only time that they might get a decent meal. So getting their milk and their protein and these essential vitamins into them so they build a strong skeletal muscle is critical to the health of our country, the health of our kids.
Shelley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. Beth Olson joins us now for a look at the nutritional side of milk on the lunch tray. Beth is an associate professor in the Department of Nutritional Sciences at UW-Madison, where she focuses on nutrition, education, and health behavior. Beth, thanks a lot for coming up to the studio today.
You're very welcome.
Before we get into milk in particular, I want to pick up on something that Shelley said, the role of school lunches in the overall nutritional outlook for kids. We get worked up about what's on the school lunch tray. Is there a good reason for that?
Yes, it's very important that children have access to a good school lunch. And in fact, there was some excellent data just released by USDA in spring comparing intakes of foods and nutrients among kids both before and after the changes came to the school lunch program, but also between kids who participate and don't. And the most glaring differences I felt existed were those kids who participated versus those who didn't. So the kids who participated in the school lunch program had much higher intakes of fruits and vegetables, dairy, other good foods compared to those that don't. The difference was really striking.
So that would be compared to those who brown bag it or bring their lunchbox in.
Exactly.
Now, let's look at milk in particular. Is milk, in whatever form, before we get into the fat percentage, milk a pretty solid nutritional aspect of a lunch for kids?
It's a very important aspect. It doesn't mean that every child would need to have milk. There will be some children who would have an allergy or an intolerance, some of the reason that they couldn't have it. But overall, dairy is an excellent package of nutrients, as Shelley mentioned. Protein, vitamin D, calcium, potassium, B vitamins. It's a great source of nutrients.
There's been back and forth now from the Obama administration and now under the Trump administration over fat levels in milk. So that's the skim 1%, 2% whole, and flavored milk, chocolate milk, more sugary stuff. Let's start with fat levels. Is there enough of a difference that we should be worked up about it?
I think there is. We have to look at the diet as a whole. So, of course, we're looking at all sources of fat in the diet, especially now for kids and for our population where we have a great problem with children being overweight, having diseases that we used to think didn't occur in people until they were older. Children now have. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to add fat and calories into their diets when we have been successful at removing some of them. And so I think the argument should be more about how do we get kids to consume dairy, period, than encouraging trying to do that by putting more fat and saturated fat and calories into their school lunch program.
Well, one concern in a press release from Senator Johnson in backing this legislation was, okay, there's going to be some kids who don't like the skim or 1% milk if they don't have a 2% or whole milk option, or maybe a flavored milk option, they're going to drink, what, soda or something bad.
And I'm not terribly concerned with his idea of introducing a bit more flavored milk into the school lunch program. There is already flavored milk in the school lunch program. I would be less enthusiastic about adding the whole milk back in. I wasn't able to find really solid data that said that milk consumption in the school lunch program has gone down significantly. In fact, what they often call plate waste for various foods has been pretty stable, including for milk. And the number one product wasted in the school lunch program is actually vegetables.
How can we get kids to eat more of their vegetables in a school lunch program?
Vegetables has been a hard nut to crack, if you will. Over time, for many people, we've had more
parents
luck getting
included.
We've had more luck getting kids to eat fruit than vegetables. I think a lot of schools, and in fact, this legislation introduced the idea of school wellness policies. So there are many things that encourage kids to eat more fruits and vegetables in school overall. Farm to school, school gardening programs. Kids are a lot more interested when they see where it comes from. The ability to taste a lot of different variety of vegetables, you know, some old, but enduring data on it can take several, many, many tries for kids to try it before they'll eat a new vegetable. So I think just keeping them available, a wide variety, introducing them over and over, and then doing nutrition education. Kids are actually, especially at younger ages, quite interested in how, as Shelley mentioned, food helps them grow and perform better.
How about the junk food in schools, the stuff that everybody agrees is probably bad, candy bars, soda, chips and things like that? What is the state of the art now with those being present or absent in schools?
So I think there's a lot less than there used to be. That was some of the requirements that have been put in place over the years for school lunch programs, is that they couldn't offer competitive foods that were unhealthy at the same time as children would be getting the school lunch and breakfast program. And I think one of the interesting pieces of information I saw, which I found very encouraging, is there used to be a bigger disparity between the quality of both competitive and school lunch program meals available to children in lower income or minority and small schools, and those in wealthier areas or schools that had more white children. And that disparity has actually gone down considerably. So we're seeing that the total environment is not only healthier, it's healthier for more and more kids.
If you were talking to Congress, what would you say is your top priority for nutrition in our school lunches right now?
It would be getting children to participate in the school lunch program. So we have in some schools maybe only half of the children participating. And as I mentioned earlier, the difference in the quality of the meals between those who participate and those who don't is striking, including a huge difference in how much milk they drink. And there are some programs available that school districts can investigate, particularly if they have children who are lower income in their school district, where they can offer free lunch to every child in their school district. That removes a lot of stigma to participating in the school lunch program, and it tends to get more children, particularly low-income children, participating.
Beth, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Beth Olson, Associate Professor in the UW-Madison Nutritional Sciences Department, focusing on nutrition education and health behavior. Been talking about new proposed national legislation that would increase the variety of milk schools can offer as part of their lunch programs. That would include bringing 2% in whole milk back into school lunches. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson from here in the state is one of the sponsors of that. Now we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you a milk drinker at home or at school? What do you think a school should have on the tray when it comes to milk? Do you like this idea of bringing in the higher fat milk? The idea, Senator Johnson, hoping to get more kids to drink milk along the way. Are you a dairy farmer? What do you think of all this? Have you switched wherever you are, at home or at school, to non-dairy milk-like substances? Some controversy over the names of those beverages. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll go to your calls now. Devin is with us in Milwaukee. Devin, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I graduated from high school recently, so I'm not going to be drinking milk at school pretty soon, but I used to drink the chocolate milk every day, and it was pretty good. I mean, I support milk in school. I think it's good. I remember when they used to have the strawberry milk. I kind of missed that.
I liked strawberry back in the day myself. Now, Devin, for you, was it a thing where if they didn't have chocolate milk, you wouldn't have had milk, drank milk at all?
Well, I would just ask them, because usually they had another cart or another crate full of chocolate milk. But if they didn't have it, then I would just drink the regular milk, I guess.
All right. Now you're done with high school. Congratulations. Are you still a milk drinker, even if it's not on a school lunch tray being handed to you?
Yeah, I do like milk. My parents, though, they like the coconut milk. I hate the coconut milk, but I have to drink it.
All right. Hopefully you can compromise with your family at home, get a little of both. Devin, thank you so much for calling in and getting us started.
Yeah.
Now we'll go to Amanda on the line with us in Madison. Amanda, hello.
Hi. So I have a daughter who is in 5K, and she drinks milk at school every day. Unfortunately, she is lactose intolerant. So I guess I was kind of wondering why there aren't really very many options for non-dairy milk in schools so that kids can be getting their calcium if they have lactose intolerance or milk protein.
So she's lactose intolerant and she still drinks the milk at school?
She does, yes, because she is six.
Okay, fair. Okay. Yeah, have you talked to anybody about that, if there are options for that? I haven't, I hadn't heard about that being an option, you know, schools offering alternatives to milk.
Yeah, so I haven't really heard anything about that either. And I also was wondering if maybe adding flavored milk was going to be too much sugar in kids' diets.
Sure.
As a parent, I'm always trying to reduce that.
All right. Well, Amanda, thanks for calling and good luck to your daughter. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Our starting point, legislation proposed by Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, saying, hey, we're going to let schools, if this passes, we're going to let schools serve all kinds of milk, 2% and whole milk, as well as flavored versions of those. Asking for your thoughts on that idea at 800-642-1234. Your thoughts on the great milk debates, what should be available on the school lunch tray. Again, 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Linda is with us next in Madison. Hi, Linda.
Hi. I've grown up in Wisconsin. I'm almost 60. Most of my life drinking whole milk because could get it from a relative that was a dairy farmer and whatnot. As I've gotten older and health problems and whatnot, I've had to change to a milk alternative for lower sugar. But I do full-fat yogurt, full-fat cheese. I just got to watch the sodium. And I find that's a nice balance. My take on it is there's nothing wrong with plain whole milk. Once you start adding flavors, that's when the sugar comes in. And the sugar is more likely to lead to the obesity than the fat is, because the fat is going to keep you full. And you don't want to, you know, if you've got a full tummy, you don't go wandering.
And Linda, do you miss that whole milk now that you can't drink it like you used to?
Well, like I said, it's because of the sugar content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, purified, there's ultra purified milk. Then I can have whole milk because there's less sugar.
Oh, okay.
But that's expensive.
Gotcha.
In fact, I bought yogurt yesterday that's 3 grams of carbohydrate, including sugar, and 26 grams of protein.
Hmm.
That's great. But you can only get small amounts because it's expensive.
Linda, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Lisa is on the line in Wausau. Lisa, hello.
Yes. I think they should serve almond and soy milks. There are a lot of children in the school system who do have milk allergies, and the flavors would be good. Rarely do children take white milk in the school system. You see them taking chocolate milk. I wish they'd offer strawberry milk again also. There's not really that much sugar in a carton of milk, so you're not really going to get the amount of sugar that some parents might think you are. Another option, I think, and I know we're talking about milk, but would be some orange juice for those kids who are lactose intolerant.
And Lisa, you mentioned we see this. Do you work in schools yourself?
I do.
Oh, in the nutrition department?
No, in teaching department.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much for sharing what you've seen there, Lisa. I appreciate that. We are asking for your input on milk on the school lunch tray at 800-642-1234. Senator Ron Johnson is co-sponsoring a bill that would allow schools to include whole milk and 2% milk as options. They couldn't anymore under an Obama-era change. Now it's the skim or the 1%. You can get flavors. You can get chocolate in those. The new change would allow 2% whole and flavors thereof. Back to another caller now. Frank is on the line in Eau Claire. Frank, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, you know what? I support the legislation. I think it's a great idea to have that, I mean, for the dairy farmers and everything else. But I guess the thing that strikes me is that Ron Johnson and Barack Obama, neither one of those guys was a nutritionist. Where do they come down on this? I think that absolutely should be, you know, variety in school for those choices. But what do the people actually know about? What are they saying?
Right. Thanks a lot for the call, Frank. Yeah, we heard from a nutritionist earlier, not so much on board with the higher fat milk due to higher calories, she said, and some saturated fat concerns. One more caller, maybe a couple more callers. Matt is with us now in Madison. Matt, hello.
Yeah, hello. I would weigh in on the side of taking any opportunity to not introduce sugars into the kids' diet. So, you know, don't introduce those sugary milks, even if it's just a little bit.
So like the chocolate and strawberry milks that people have been talking about.
Yeah, I read an article in National Geographic a while back, and I don't recall the numbers, but bottom line is Americans consume way more sugar every day than they need to. And it's clear when you look around. And I think any opportunity to not make that move is something we should do, you know.
Matt, thanks a lot for calling in. We'll go now to Alice in New London. Alice, hi.
Hi.
What do you think, Alice?
Well, I've been there and done that. I've worked in a food program, a student food program, and I don't think most people, and I don't think Senator Johnson has considered the tremendous amount of wastage that you would probably find if you have to start offering a half a dozen different kinds of milk. I think if kids want strawberry milk or chocolate milk, they should get it at home. And if they can't get it home because their parents don't want them to have it, well, then they probably shouldn't be choosing it at school. And if you have to keep production records and consumption records for things like this. And if you've got half a dozen different kinds of milk that you have to have extra space to store and extra effort by the staff to keep track of, I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of waste, both in time and money.
Alice, thanks a lot for sharing your experience right up front there. Thanks to everyone for your calls. And thanks to our guests, Shelley Meyer, Executive Director of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. We also heard from Beth Olson, Associate Professor in the UW-Madison Nutritional Sciences Department, talking about a possible change in school lunches when it comes to milk. What kind of milk can be on the tray? U.S. Senator Ron Johnson co-sponsoring legislation on that.